Hello and welcome to What the Tech, a podcast series brought to you by ProServe IT. We're on the mission to demystify the world of technology, one topic at a time. This month, we're delving into cybersecurity again. Our focus today? The dynamic intersection between artificial intelligence and cybersecurity. This episode of The Good and Bad of Artificial Intelligence and Cybersecurity promises to take you on a deep dive into the fascinating and sometimes concerning world of AI in the context of cybersecurity. We'll explore the incredible potential of AI in promptly detecting and responding to cyber threats, but we won't shy away from discussing its darker side, the potential for misuse. From theoretical concepts to real-life scenarios, we've got you covered. So buckle up and let's dive into the world of AI and cybersecurity.
My name is George Abusamba and I'll be your instructor today. I'm a principal consultant and security practice lead here at ProServe IT. So AI has the potential to detect and respond to threats in real time. However, as with any technology, AI also has the limitations and potential risks as well. So in this webinar, we'll explore both the good and bad aspects of AI and cybersecurity and discuss how we can leverage its benefits while mitigating its drawbacks as well. For the agenda today, first we'll start off with an overview of AI and cybersecurity as well. We'll provide you with an overview of the role of AI in cybersecurity and how has that impacted the field today. Then we'll talk about the good of AI in cybersecurity, the positive impact of AI in cybersecurity mainly. We'll then talk about the bad of AI in cybersecurity and how AI can help anyone, not just seasoned hackers, attack organizations with very little effort. I'll then try to demonstrate both the good and bad side of AI with real-life examples. So first of all, let's start off with a basic question. What is AI? What is artificial intelligence? I was doing some research to find the perfect answer for this webinar so that everybody can understand, but even that was a little bit too difficult. So I was like, why not ask an AI what an AI is? Let them give us that answer themselves. So it's basically when we teach computers to do things that usually require human intelligence, like problem solving, recognizing patterns, or even making decisions. Now, AI uses a combination of algorithms, machine learning, and big data to analyze information and make predictions or perform tasks. Think of it like a really smart computer that can learn and improve over time. So I think it's safe to say that artificial intelligence has revolutionized the world, and part of that world is cybersecurity as well. AI has had a significant impact on the field of cybersecurity. From a defensive standpoint, traditionally, cybersecurity analysts relied on security analysts to detect and respond to threats, which was time-consuming and often an error-prone process. Now, when it comes to security, it's a matter of seconds, minutes, hours in certain situations, rather than days, months, or even years before you detect a security breach and act on it. And you want to act as quickly as possible when it comes to security. Now, AI lets security teams to automate many of these tasks, allowing them to respond more quickly and accurately to security incidents in real time. And with AI analyzing large volumes of data sets from multiple sources, which definitely a human cannot do today, it can identify patterns and anomalies that could indicate a potential threat and give you the capability of responding more quickly. Now, from an offensive standpoint, traditionally, hackers need to have some sort of scripting knowledge to create whatever malicious code that they're creating, or at least hire someone that does. Now with AI, they're only a couple of questions away from getting what they want. One thing we have to understand and not forget about AI is the fact that fact-checking is still required. We'll talk a little bit more about that in just a bit and what that really means in the artificial intelligence world. So now that we've described what AI is, and what its impact is on cybersecurity, whether that be a positive or negative, let's drill down into some of the details about the positive side of AI and cybersecurity. The first one being malware detection. So AI-based malware detection systems like Microsoft Defender for Endpoint, SentinelOne, CrowdStrike, all those are examples of AI-based malware detection systems. They use machine learning algorithms to analyze files and detect malicious behavior. So they're not based on the traditional signature-based antiviruses where we're used to back in the day, where it relied on signatures of malicious files to act on them. So with AI-powered malware detection systems, they look for suspicious behavior. Now, is this DL file supposed to be executed? Should this change happen within my Windows System 32 folder? Is this behavior normal? And when it detects these suspicious activities or anomalies, it can act quickly and respond to prevent further damage. The next point being is intrusion prevention and intrusion detection systems. So IDS IPS. Now, a lot of IDS IPS today use AI to monitor network traffic. And similar to the malware detection process, they also detect suspicious activities in real time tied to the network. And they can, same thing with the malware detection, they can also automatically block or mitigate the impact of these security threats. It could include zero-day attacks because, as everybody is aware, zero-day attacks are not known to the vendor. The vulnerabilities are not known to the vendors. So it's based on behavior. Is this behavior normal, as we mentioned earlier? And eventually reduces the time to detect and respond to security incidents as well. The next one being security automation and incident response. Now, AI-powered incident response platforms, similar to Microsoft Sentinel, use machine learning and automation to orchestrate and streamline the incident response process. It can analyze large amounts of data sets way faster than any human brain can, prioritize alerts based on the severity of the situation or the incident, and suggest remediation steps to help security teams respond faster and more effectively to security incidents. Now, I've seen AI integrated with Microsoft Sentinel as the SIEM solution, providing steps to security analysts on what to do to investigate the specific instance, and additional steps on how to remediate the threat in the specific incident. Now, this in turn can also free up human resources to focus more on complex tasks, on more complex tasks. The next point is threat intelligence. So threat intelligence platforms use AI to collect, analyze, and disseminate threat intelligence data from multiple sources, whether that be IP addresses, host names, URLs, file hashes, so on and so forth. This information can help security teams stay ahead of emerging threats and make more informed decisions about how to respond to them. So if this AI engine detects, based on the threat intelligence that you have being fed into your solution, it detects all these IP addresses are malicious, these host names, these URLs, you want AI to be able to act on them quickly as possible. So if a user clicks on a malicious URL, that's part of your threat intelligence platform, you want AI to act on that user and block them from accessing the website or the server wherever they're accessing. The next one being predictive analysis. Now, AI-powered predictive analytics use machine learning algorithms to analyze security data and predict potential security incidents. It can also help security teams proactively identify and address security risks before they become critical and eventually possibly prevent security incidents from occurring in the first place. So for example, let's just say an employee typically logs into their account from their work computer during normal business hours from a specific IP address, specific browser, and then on one day, this employee starts to log in from a different location or at an unusual time, or from a different browser, different computer. Now that could be an indication that either they're just using another machine or the account has been compromised. So based on the information that has been present within the AI model, based on historical data, AI can predict whether this user is actually signing in from a malicious IP, for example, from an outdated browser, outdated computer, and then act on that as well, because they are potentially security risks that you want to prevent from happening within your organization. And last but not least, code review. So code is usually written by humans, and humans are prone to making mistakes. We're humans at the end of the day. Every software out there has some sort of vulnerability, whether it's a known vulnerability today or it's still not known. Now with AI, we can find hidden vulnerabilities in code and patch them without any human intervention, or at least provide guidance to the developers on how to fix them. Now, although AI shouldn't be used as a substitute for thorough manual code reviews and testing, but it can definitely help be a part of a comprehensive security strategy today. Now, with that said, unfortunately, threat actors are also adapting and harnessing AI for many of the same reasons cybersecurity teams are. So let's talk about the bad of artificial intelligence in cybersecurity today. First one being malware creation. So yes, as a defensive AI, endpoint detection response solutions that are powered by AI can detect different suspicious behaviors happening on your machine. But also from an offensive standpoint, hackers can also be using AI to create malwares. So they can create new and sophisticated malware strains that can evade traditional signature-based detection systems as well. And by using AI, they can automate the malware creation process. So the attackers can eventually produce a large number of variants quickly to make it harder for security teams to keep up. Another one being smart botnets. So botnets are networks of compromised devices. They can be used to launch different types of attacks, maybe a denial of service attack or distributed denial of service attack, or carry out other malicious activities as well. So by using AI to control and manage these botnets, attackers can make the botnet more reliant and difficult to detect. They can also use AI to identify vulnerable devices and exploit them more efficiently as well. Spear phishing. So everybody's aware of phishing attacks. Spear phishing attacks are more targeted attacks. So they're not just random phishing emails that you would receive. They're targeted towards an organization, or there's some sort of aim towards these type of attacks, spear phishing attacks. The main aim here is to try to trick users into providing them with sensitive information, whether that be their credentials or sensitive documents, or to even install some sort of malware on their machine. Now, in this instance, attackers can use AI to analyze public data, like your website, social media profiles, LinkedIn is a common one as well, to be able to personalize their spear phishing attacks to make them more convincing and increase the chances of success. So they can scout your LinkedIn profiles, figure out who works for this company, maybe who's the VP of finance, and maybe they want to attack your VP of finance or somebody that's part of the finance department. It can look through your websites, look through your social media profiles, and then come up with a perfect spear phishing tactic that you can send out to organizations and eventually hack them through your spear phishing attack. The next one being automated reconnaissance. So part of the attack chain is reconnaissance. It's pretty much gathering information about an organization to plan their attack. So with automated reconnaissance tools, an AI can scan your network, they can identify potential vulnerabilities within your network, and eventually automate this entire reconnaissance process. Identifying vulnerabilities more quickly and efficiently, and now they can launch more targeted attacks. So if I knew that you have this website that's exposed on a specific port, I might want to attack that avenue because it's exposed to the internet. There's a vulnerability possibly tied to that port or tied to that application, and I might want to take advantage of that. With AI, it's just a matter of seconds to minutes for them to identify that and plan the next attack based on the reconnaissance information that they get. And similar to the spear phishing tactics, they also can analyze your social media profiles and scrape your website at alarming speeds to find information about the organization that can be useful for that attack. Deepfakes. This is a big one. You know, deepfakes are AI-generated videos that can be used to spread false information or manipulate public opinion. Now, I'm not sure if you've seen deepfakes on the internet or not, but some of the more common ones target high-profile personnel. For example, presidents of certain countries, some actors as well. In an organization format, an organization type attack, if enough data is present, it can be used to convince employees to provide sensitive information or sensitive documents, or just to spread some fake news or even discredit individuals or organizations as well. And last but not least, adversarial attacks. Now, adversarial attacks involve using AI to generate images or other data that can fool machine learning algorithms. So it's pretty much, if you think about it, it's using AI to attack AI, basically. These generated images or data are designed to evade detection or mislead the algorithm. And attackers can bypass security systems or cause them to malfunction due to this. So a simple example can be this. You have a picture of a cat. All the data within this picture state that this is a cat. But with AI and data poisoning, the data can be manipulated so that machine learning models detect this to be a dog instead. So it's the same thing in security. Attackers can poison the data so other AI models don't detect that this is a malicious attack, but rather than just a normal day-to-day activity that the users are doing, or that the service or the process or the application is doing as well. So once that data is poisoned, AI is not going to know whether this is a malicious attack or this is not a malicious attack. Thank you everyone for joining. Hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of What the Tech, brought to you by ProServe IT. We dove deep into the realm of artificial intelligence and its dual role in cybersecurity. Its ability to be a strong force against cyber threats, as well as its vulnerability to being controlled for malicious purposes. We hope that this insightful exploration into the good and bad sides of AI and cybersecurity has left you more informed and aware of the evolving landscape of cybersecurity. As we bid you goodbye for now, we'll see you in next week's episode, Improve Your Insurability and Protect Your Business with Cybersecurity. We'll continue our journey through the world of cybersecurity, presenting more enlightening discussions and real-life scenarios to help you navigate the ever-evolving digital landscape. So, until next time, stay curious and keep exploring the vast universe of technology with us. Goodbye for now, and we'll meet you in the next episode of What the Tech.